he walked it in. Like when I worked at IT in at Western, I showed up and he literally said, "Do you have a pulse?" I said, "Yeah." And I'm in the computer science program. He's like, "That's a bonus."
Like, hey.
You're in.
You're in.
And then I was like, "Is there like an interview process?" And he looked down, I was like, "What?" Yeah, and it's like, asking? "You're coming, come in Monday with paperwork." It's like, okay.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Why are you gone?
Still standing around?
Do you want to work now?
I mean, we can start now. Some kind of fucking wizard magician?
Yeah.
Magician?
You're going to leave your car in the middle of the street. You're going to leave your hazard flashers on, because then everything's nice and legal. So anyway.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Kyle Higgins.
Kendrick Evans.
And we're here to present to you today another fantastic
30 minutes of us silently listening to Dragon Force. On our headphones. We can't play it over the microphone, obviously, because we have to play somebody.
Yeah, because we can only play 15-second increments at a time without spaced out with, like, amongst the whole podcast.
Yeah, so we'll just be listening to it on our own.
Yeah.
We'll be listening to two different sets.
We might comment on it if you're lucky. Why are you going this way?
Because usually it's been faster lately.
What?
Yeah. How long goes my
highball?
Usually I check, but
give us some money. Again.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, like one day you're going to surprise me because I stopped looking at the highball you give me. You're going to just surprise me with like a terrible one. It's like fart flavored. And you're like, oh my God, they distilled the essence of a fart into this highball. And you're like, ugh.
Was it grapefruit? They're grapefruit. Normally I like grapefruit sodas and stuff, but if I remember correctly, their grapefruit tastes like pencils.
Pencils, wow.
But I can't remember for sure now because I haven't had it in a long time.
The fog around Denver right now makes it look like it's painted, kind
of. And Kyle, I would not do that to you because I know you don't look at what I hand you because of the level of trust we've built up over the years.
Yeah.
It would be funny once, but I'd feel bad. Unless I had like a second one that was like, here's the real one.
It really depends on like the flavor, because if you really got one and you're like, yeah, I injected anisin into this can, I'd be like, wow, that was really intense. Like you didn't need, or anise, sorry. Into this can. Like,
you combine anise and like
venison or something? I don't know.
No, like ricin or something, like it was a poison. So I was like, is that a poison you can derive from anise?
That's the best part about being a chemist, is I can make up like really weird chemical names and people like just for like one iota of a second have to be like, wait, is that a real thing?
Hang on a fucking minute. I can do that with open source software projects.
Like Pancake House?
Mm-hmm. I'm primarily working on a Squirm stack.
You were telling me about that, like, during an interview. You're like, you want to talk about that on the podcast? I don't want to ruin your interviews.
No, I don't think anyone who's going to interview me is going to listen to this. Because this is what I want to do on my next interview for my next job. I want to put on my resume.
Sit Sock's Guide to Interview.
Sit Sock's Guide to Not Getting Hired. Because everyone's got on their, for those who aren't in the know,
which is a place downtown Denver.
I burped.
The no. It's an area.
Anywho.
Oh, man, that's a big pile.
Yeah, it is.
Six Socks Guide to Getting Fired.
To Not Getting Hired.
Yeah, not getting fired.
To Not Getting Hired. To getting yourself in a position where you can't even get fired. everyone's resume has like 600 technologies that they know. And like, some of them are nice enough to actually put it in order of, I've professionally worked with blah, blah, blah. I've played with blah, blah, blah in my hometown.
Does anybody put it in chronological order of, like, the language being built?
Sometimes they put them in the order of the language, the job they worked on, and then the languages of each job.
Hmm. Okay.
But most people can't be buggered to remember that, and I fucking couldn't. Most people usually just have the jobs, and then on the side, just the grab bag of keywords. Because that's all it is you want to get the keywords in there so that you get picked up by automatic recruiters.
Hey, just FYI, people, we're driving on the highway again for the first time in a long time, so if the sound sounds weird, please let us know.
Yeah.
Go, Kendrick.
Yeah. The only thing I would say is, I keep meaning to suggest you increase the gain, but we'll do that next time. It's fine. Rather than amplifying it, it's been working fine. So, the problem is, though, you're reading it, and then there's the things that you know. Okay, C#, JavaScript, those are all things I know, and then they're like, Beanstalk. And I'm like, is that one real? Okay, yeah, that one's real. Celery. Nope, that one's real. And then I'm like, that's where I want to put one on there that's completely fucking made up. And I want to wait for someone to call me on it.
That's good. Now I know, you know what you're talking about.
But then here's what I want. I want to have, like, SCORM. And, like, you use SCORM? Yeah.
Is it an acronym SCORM? Or just a word?
I would always capitalize some of the letters, but not all of them.
Okay, got it.
So, like, capital S, capital Q, lowercase O, lowercase R, capital L, capital M.
SCORM.
So it's like SCORM. I'm like, what's QOR short for? And I'm like, when they ask, look them in the eye and come up with some really funny line. I haven't got that part yet. Because immediately after I had this idea, I was talking at work with one of the guys, and we had the better idea, which was make it real.
Not go make
a completely fake page, a completely fake corporation, make it look like a real tool that doesn't actually do anything, and just fill up a whole website full of platitudes and nonsense, and it conforms to an Apache standard for blah, 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 and then just have all of it be complete and total bullshit. And then we go to the next level of, let's create an entire forum of fake people
that are talking
that are using
form.
It.
Yeah.
And then rig it all up to some basic machine learning AI stuff, and then have, if anyone stumbles upon it and asks a question, it'll automatically answer by just piecing together other things that people have written and then sending it back to you.
Like a SCORM bot?
Yeah. And so anyone who would come in there, you're like, hey, is anyone using this? And some people are like, well, we're using it to, SCORM can be used to re-resonate your magneto or something. And people are like,
I guess it sounds like what I need.
And it's like, this guy maybe doesn't speak English.
That'd be so funny. That's
where it's like, oh, maybe he doesn't speak English. So maybe he's from another country. Make everyone have, like, foreign sounding names. So
you can
don't
even
know.
Do stuff like, so you have to create an account, like, on the SCORM forum site, right? Mm-hmm. But you have to fill in some random information that doesn't really make sense until you're like, it doesn't make sense. You're just what industry do you work in? Like, what city is your company based in? Stuff like that makes the bot, predictive.
It can figure out more helpfully how to...
Yeah, so it's like, so I see you're going to try to use SCORM in, like, an industry like this, and, like, you can have, like, all this, like, jargon that's specific to the industry but still makes little to no
then
sense.
Then the best part is that we could actually use some of the machine learning shit that we're actually working on. That would be the best part, where it ends up being an entire project.
Right.
It's like the ultimate catfish for jobs.
That would be... If I was on the side, the catfishy side of that, not the catfished side, I don't know the right terms here, but the one where you're not getting played like a chump, I would love to watch that.
I think if I were on the... Because I sit in interviews now when I'm interviewing candidates, and I Google shit they're saying.
Like, on the phone while you're...
Yeah, I'm sitting there and just... I mean, I'm in group interviews, so there's... And I'm kind of zoning out here and there anyway.
There's some downtime.
I just pull my phone out, and I just start Googling whatever they're talking about.
Have you ever had anybody who, like...
Not yet.
Okay, that would be
yet.
So
no
funny.
One's ballsy enough to do it.
To be like, oh, yeah, it was proprietary. No, it's really hard. I like to talk about the name because it sounds cool, but it's really proprietary.
I have seen all the time people who are like, so I see you put this on your resume. Yeah, I put it on there, but I'm not really that knowledgeable about it or something. It's like...
That seems like the like, biggest thing that happens on people's resumes.
It does. In computer science, I don't really care myself because the recruiting process is kind of janked. The keyword search kind of shit, and then if you don't have enough of the keywords, then they won't call you.
Yeah.
But since January, I switched my entire system over to a completely different stack. I mean, it's slowing me down a little bit, but I'm still moving forward, so...
The fuck are you talking about?
Product-wise, I switched all from JavaScript.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Java.
I thought, you said that, and it was so far out of what I imagined the context of the conversation was. I thought you were like, I had fallen asleep for like 5 minutes, and you kept talking, and now we're in a different spot.
It happens to me a lot.
Oh my god. wow. Okay.
I mean, as far as those keyword things are concerned, I really don't give a crap as to how many different automation tools you've used, because I haven't used hardly any of them, and if you know how to use them, great. Mm-hmm. You'll figure out the other one.
Yeah, that's one of the things that really frustrated me about applying for jobs when I lost my last one, is that I'm trying to figure out the best way to say this. It frustrates me that there's an industry based around getting someone hired.
Right.
And I know that seems silly, and from like a standpoint of like economics and all that stuff, it makes sense.
Yeah,
it can make sense
to still piss you off.
Yeah,
that way,
okay,
right?
Yeah, that's
fine.
Like, I just am like, why, like, you have to... Keyword search is, it's like, there's just, I guess, so many people now that, like, you have to be taught how to stand out.
There are so many people looking for jobs, and people will lie to you to get a job because a lot of people are stupid. And I'm serious. Like, if you think about it, if you lie in your resume, it's a ticking time bomb, right?
Yeah.
You hope to not get caught, right? Which means you're rolling into a new group of people, your new coworkers, and you're already waiting for shit to go wrong, right? So it doesn't show a lot of respect for your future coworkers. It doesn't show a lot of respect for your, that's a good energy drink, by the way, Body Armor.
Body Armor.
It's a new one. It doesn't show a lot of, yeah, right?
Cool.
It doesn't show a lot of respect for your future employer, which you don't have to. I mean, I know a lot of people don't give a shit, but it just seems like, dude, we've had people come in to the company before who were completely inept at their job, like, and we had someone who was, this is a long time ago, and I don't think they'll ever find out, they were supposed to be a database, like, expert from way back when, back before we had the product.
Oh, okay, okay. And, like, back at our old company. Okay.
Old company. Old company. And this person came in who's supposed to do database work, like, help build out database for customers. And, like, on week two, she asks us a question about, like, SQL. And it was, like, it was something really trivial, like, how do you join tables together, something like that. And it was one of those moments you look at them, and it's like, no idea what you're doing here, do you?
And he's like trying to it translates to yes.
I never confronted this particular individual on account of it not being my job to do so. I just answered questions and then went to other people and they're like, yeah, they're really not, they asked me this, and most of the people who were around were technical enough to be like, that doesn't make sense. Like, I mean, it's akin to someone rolling into a sales position, right? Like, I want to do senior sales. I really want to do some, like, sales management stuff. And then they're like, what's closing mean? And it's like,
like, you could have guessed and known that.
Right. Answer. Yeah. What's Q2? What's Q mean? What is it Q? Why is it Q?
The problem I have with a lot of that's a total tangent. The problem I have with a lot of acronyms is that we have three acronyms within our just company that are different within different departments.
Yes,
the same acronym.
That's expected, right? I understand that kind of stuff. Where, you know, that's why when the person asked for a question, I wasn't immediately like, "You should know everything."
Yeah,
we're like, "Okay, I can help you out."
It's a good attitude on here, but the not know, like, the,
I mean,
give them a second to answer.
There's lots of stuff you may not know, and there's all kinds of subtle domain knowledge. But it's where someone rolls up and is like, "What's a pipeline?" You're like, "Okay, really? What do we?" But here's the other part too is, this person was supposed to roll in as, like, a guru, like an expert, mm-hmm. like a person to fix our shit. And I'm sitting here like, I didn't know that necessarily. Like, that was, I was confused because some of the questions were so simple that I was like, I must have misunderstood what we were hiring for. And she must have misunderstood what we were hiring for because she
pulled someone in who didn't,
Well, no, she thought, like, on the exit interview, I guess, I started switching genders. Okay, well.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
I was trying so hard, and I fucked it up. Anyway, she, here's her name, address, phone number, and social security number.
I just got what was happening there, and I totally was like, oh, wow, oh, okay.
Full on doxing. Just go to town. This person I haven't seen in like 5 years.
Okay.
And I honestly don't even remember her name. And
anyway.
She'll never listen to the podcast.
No, you're bringing up all this information.
No,
about
I know.
This person.
It's just funny. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, whatever. It's,
nothing else matters.
She,
That was our 15 seconds.
You can sing it.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, that's
crazy. Oh, can I?
Okay, you're allowed to sing it.
There you go.
This guy's just continually slowing down.
Yeah, like, I'm just worried he's gonna Final Destination us with one of those pipes, so.
That's fair.
The
problem is that he keeps slowing down, but everyone keeps passing me faster and faster, so this is our life now.
You're like, this is where we live. This is, we can't get to work.
Well, he'll go over a lane.
So the exit interview.
So, what she said, I thought there'd be more, like, on-the-job training. And it was like, okay.
You're like, but you needed to know some stuff, right?
Which, I feel like maybe someone sold her a raw deal or something. Of course not, finally.
Yeah,
naturally.
Because you're changing lanes.
Yeah. Whatever.
Got to
install microwave oven.
Dude.
Custom
that
kitchen.
That guy looks very uncomfortable. I can't imagine. He looks like he's sitting on a bar stool.
So he's probably having a worse day than me.
I guess what we're trying to say here at Sitsock is that
if you're going to interview for a place, be honest and be upfront, because it's only going to be a waste of your time otherwise.
And make sure you have 17 keywords that company is looking for in their random data search.
Well, I think that's where the resume does become a very arcane thing, and you're going to put shit in there. But one of the things I really respected people who did is they started ranking it based off of their comfort level. So there was like, I would consider myself I've only seen expert a couple times, and I didn't like that.
Comfort level is like how.
So like each of the keywords. They'd have professional. Leadership positions or professional experience or senior development experience in C#, SQL Server Management, okay. SQL, blah blah blah.
Got it.
Maintenance experience or junior experience in. NoSQL, Java, whatever. And then it was like personal experience or educational experience or online, you know, training in JavaScript, whatever. And then like, I know how to spell PHP.
I know then what I can, the acronyms mean.
But, and you're like, or like, you know, vague familiarity. I don't think they said vague familiarity, but I probably put vague familiarity on mine, like with blah. And then it could be like, okay, well, I see you can spell PHP. And I'm like, yeah, I've maintained websites in it. I would never choose it because I don't know it, and it'd be slow for me to learn.
Yeah, okay. I see.
But then you can have that conversation.
Yeah, it's weirder because, like, it's weird for me because my resume is so disparate. Like, when I go to try to apply for stuff that I have to basically write a brand new resume for everywhere I was applying for, especially when it came to, like, CRMC. Because I was applying for what?
So the name of the company.
We've already said, okay. Shit, this is the one episode where we get sued.
I don't think anyone's going to sue us for that one.
We'd have to have listeners besides
also,
your parents.
It's also not a company anymore. Anywho. So when you lied horribly on your resume,
I didn't lie. It's just a matter of, like, every job needed something specific. So it's like taking like an hour or two to rewrite your resume for every job.
Some places recommend that anyway.
I get that. But the problem is I don't know what keywords they want because...
Yeah.
The jobs that I was applying for were like, when you apply for science jobs, it's really weird to me because I can't decide if they want to know, and I know a little bit, so I'm trying not to sound really stupid, but I am stupid, so. They want to know general stuff, you know, but they also want you to be specific, and it's really hard to do that when you've only been in the workforce for 5 years, you know, so it's like, unless you have a job that's steady for a very long time, you're never going to know all the specific stuff you need to know, but you can then forget all of the basic stuff you need to know because you worked in a specific field for 5 years, right? And you're like,
yep.
It's this stupid non-agile, and I don't mean agile in the development process, but like non-agile mentally thing where it's nearly impossible unless science is your hobby and your job to keep a good understanding of all of science. All of life science or chemistry or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that computer science isn't hard to do that with, but it just seems like there's like a lot of things that are built off of other things and a lot of like ways to interpret certain ideas that make sense.
Computer science has two advantages. It's a smaller scope.
Maybe that's what
it is. It's a more skills crossover between things, and it's much more corporate oriented. So from a job standpoint, there's a lot more
easy
things to do. So I would say it's a lot easier to write a computer science resume.
And like you can go into those things like, I know the scientific method pretty well. I know design of experiments, blah, blah, blah. That's like gets you so far.
But then they're going to be like, how do you know about this particular type of protein folder?
The questions they would ask inside of the interview were like, oh, do you know what KPA stands for? And you're like, I mean, I've done science, but I didn't do, like, quality control metric science, so I don't really know what KPA stands for, but obviously I've heard of it because I'm referencing it in the case.
Kilopascals?
It stands for, it's a metric you use to see if you're outside of a range when you're creating and manufacturing something. So you say, here's a variation we can have that's acceptable, here's our KPA and KP something else that tells us, like, if we're outside of those, we need to have immediate reaction to the process so it can put it back in the bounds of the normal process. The kilopascals is not wrong, but again, one acronym, many names.
I don't think you do kilo with pascals, though, do you?
Yeah, you could do metric with anything, man.
But I mean, like, what would be a kilopascal? That's like bad, isn't it?
I don't know. That's the thing. So whenever people do that to me all the time, too, and that's why I'm, like, the worst scientist ever, is because all the stuff that I knew, like, I spent a lot of time doing reactionary, like, reaction-based chemistry and really specific, weird biochemist stuff. I never took the practical route in any of the science that I did. So people would be like, oh, man, do you know what this chemical in this shampoo is? And I'm like, I don't know.
It sounds complicated.
Yeah, that's a weird name.
There's a protein in there somewhere.
Or, like, how much force is a kilopascal? Where people are like, on the internet, people are like, let me put it in perspective for you. That would be like 7,000 elephants sitting on your face. And you're like, oh, wow, that's a lot of elephants. I would never want that.
I don't want that many elephants.
But, like, the questions they ask you like that in the technical, the mean technical people like us would ask in an interview, yeah, are the questions that I also hate being asked, but I love asking. Where it's, yeah, like, I guess when I ask them, I want to see your reaction.
That's my thing, too.
Not maybe your that might be response.
What, I guess it depends on what the philosophy is. When I ask people obscure computer science questions, I want to see how they sweat, basically. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, fuck, you can ask me any kind of a question. I've been in this field now for...
But you're really good at making up years. Stuff.
All bullshit my way into anything, man. I've interviewed... I've successfully interviewed twice. Like, I've gotten two jobs out of interviews in my professional career. All the other stuff I had was, like, you walked it in. Like, when I worked at IT at Western, I showed up, and he literally said, do you have a pulse? I said, yeah. And I'm in the computer science program. It's like, that's a bonus.
Like, hey.
You're in. And then I was like, is there, like, an interview process? And he looked down, I was like, what? Yeah, and it's like, asking? You're coming, come in Monday with paperwork. It's like, okay.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Why are you gone?
Still standing around?
Do you want work now?
I mean, we can start now if you want.
And then the other one.
So many names, I don't know how you're supposed to read it from the highway. Like,
no, it's all right. It's, you're supposed to know about it already, I think. But no, so the first interview that I did, it was two guys at the other place I used to work, and one of them was doing a general fit like interview, walking around, mm-hmm, the usual bullshit thing. The other one was supposed to give me a list of questions that was a list of SQL statements of increasing difficulty, and the fourth one of five had an error in it intentionally. And the point was to be able to look at it all, explain what they were doing. And then if you didn't catch
you
the error...
You gave this to somebody?
No, this was supposed to be given to me.
Oh, okay.
And the last one was extremely complicated, and you're just supposed to at least figure out roughly what was going on, so you could see how you work through those sorts of problems. Mm-hmm. And the fourth one had an intentional error that you're supposed to find.
Okay.
I would have probably failed it because my SQL wasn't as strong. That job was what built my SQL to be as good as it is now. Mm-hmm. And then the subsequent one more so, but that's what... I learned a lot about SQL at that job, right? So and it's database language for folks who don't care. And
what does it stand for?
Structured query language. So he forgot to give me the test because he came out and he saw that I had one of the original Androids, the Droid, Moto Droid. Yeah, like the old one. It's the second generation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, like, they call it OG Droid because it was never given any other name besides Droid. Like, online for years. I had it for a long time, and they called them the OG Droids.
I don't remember that phone.
No, it was the sliding keyboard one. It was very angular and sharp on the corners.
Huh.
I had it till it broke, and then I got... Yeah, anyway. But he had the same phone. And that was back when Androids were very rare. Like, people didn't have them. And I was asking about what email provider they used, and could I get on my phone? He's like, oh, yeah, it's Google. You can do this and this. And then we started just talking about Android, because we were both, it was like back when I was excited to get the new Android, when mm-hmm. it hadn't come out yet, and I was like, I'm going to get an Android. Fuck iPhone. Like, and we were all excited to move into the smartphone world, right? And so we just talked for like 30 minutes about that. And then he remembered, oh, crap, I'm supposed to do this thing. Oh, you know, that doesn't matter. We don't have time. And then he forgot to do it, and then I got the job. And then, like, a month later, like, they forgot to call me or something. And they're like, oh, yeah, did you still want this job? It's like, yeah.
Like, yeah, I kind of, like, was waiting for
you. I was, like,
you
outside
guys.
Your party. I was at your party. Remember when I got that phone call, your Halloween party? Like, the first time we watched an episode of The Walking Dead, if you remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember that day quite well because we were sitting at your house playing. Which playing one? Zombies. The, your last
old one. Yeah. Oh, okay. And that was the zombies, like the long day.
I think so, because it was a Halloween.
Okay. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And so then we found that pirated copy of The Walking Dead or whatever the fuck we had.
I mean, we don't do pirated
copies. Well, we didn't. We don't now.
Yeah.
Statute of Limitations.
Statute of
Statues of Lermontosh. But, yeah, and then I get the phone call from him, and he was like, did you still want this? And it's like yeah. Yeah, I do. I really did. And he was like, can you come in, was it like next week or whatever it was? So, yeah. Do that. Cool. Then he, yeah, so, but then the next interview was with some of the guys here, and it was a three interviews. The first was with people who don't work here anymore, and it was like a cultural thing, and it's some vague technical attitude, but they didn't really know what they were talking about. Yeah. And then it was with two guys I went to school with, who one of whom recommended me for the job, so we just shot the shit for a little bit, and I said, is this place to work, okay to work for? And they're like, dude, it's awesome. And it's like, okay. And then the last one was the two guys I work with now, on the team I'm on now, and they were supposed to grill me on technical stuff, too, but we ended up talking about TV shows instead.
So the way that Kendrick succeeds at interviews is by distracting and eluding questions.
Yes, I distract people and apparently charm them into hiring me so they forget to ask technical questions.
I can't do that, apparently.
I apparently can, and I would never have said that was among my skill set, but apparently it is, because that's the way I've gotten hired twice. I think most of that is just showing cultural fit, because in a lot of software world, the things that we look for now are like, do they fit in culturally? Would you want to have this person working next to you? How would you feel about this person asking questions of you? Would you be able to ask them questions? You know, do they look like a serial murderer? Like, kind of
genuine
and then,
concern.
And then it was, are they basically an idiot? Because it's essentially, no, that's essentially what you're looking for in the earlier positions. And later on, it was like, how quickly could they learn our stuff and then excel? Most of it, and then if you're really looking for the high level stuff, it's like, could they bring knowledge that we don't have, to make our processes better?
The important third level,
and that's like the top. That's like the top you're ever gonna get, right? And those people are few and far between. We may have just hired one, but hopefully, but you don't know.
I know I don't.
I mean, you don't. We don't know until you get them. So a lot of that stuff.
It's, we gotta hit this Pokestop. Done. Thank you. Okay. Pokestop during a podcast. What's up?
Pokecast.
That's why I have this Pokemaster shirt on.
Podstop.
Because I'm not showing it to you right now.
Oh.
God. Well, Kendrick apparently has really good luck interviewing.
Yeah.
I have, like, very mediocre luck interviewing.
Mediocre.
Like, I've gotten three jobs, so I guess I'm beating Kendrick.
Yep.
But,
Well, I've had, like, five.
Well, I've had, only, like, seven,
I just only interviewed for two, and then they just keep changing to where
I'm
at.
So, I guess you're right. Like, I kind of walked into doing tutoring, but I wouldn't really call that a job.
Right? It doesn't really.
You know, like, I guess I could call it a job.
I worked at the theater
for a long time, but, you know, that's kind of
that
like,
interview process was the same thing. The show was like, got a pulse?
Yeah, they're like,
do you steal
what
shit?
What do you want to do here at like, our theater? And I was like, have a job so I can drive my car.
Make money.
Make money. There's our second 15 seconds.
It's a third, actually, because I did. I sang.
Bitch. Yeah. Well, I think that we've given you a lot of really valuable and important and, you know, basically you should be paying us for this insight.
Well, I think that the biggest part is just being able to, like, the resume gets you in the door, right?
Yeah.
And then it's just a matter of how do you interview well.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest part about interviewing is being able to talk to your strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
And being able to tell a story. Like, I think one thing you can talk about if you get your interview stuff, like, under control, and the thing you could do.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Personally. If you're struggling with it, but if the thing that you
I always feel like I struggle with it, but I've gotten jobs. It's
right.
Just,
I mean, you've got an amazing narrative about, like, oh, yeah, I've gone into this industry, and then I crushed it. Or, you know, I went into this completely disparate industry that seemed like it wouldn't have much to do with it. And then I totally turned their system around. Or, oh, I was doing this and then I excelled so much I became that. Like, you've got a way to turn all these things that could look like disparate to be like, oh, this guy's a jack of all trades. Shit, we can have him do anything.
Yeah, that's what my biggest thing going right now is that I've made a decision that if I ever, like, leave or change this job, I will apply for almost anything that sounds interesting. And I tell people to do that all the time, too.
Just
because
talk your way to it.
I don't believe that you're locked into what you want to do. I think Kendrick could go be a fry cook if he wanted to. I mean, he's got the skills.
Operate far.
No. If you see a job and it interests you, I think you should always apply for it, even if you don't get past the resume process. There's nothing that's stopping you from, like, just experiencing what the interview process is like in that industry or that field.
I would wholeheartedly agree. Yeah. I would absolutely encourage anybody to apply to any job they want to because of the way people do that now. That's how everyone does it. That's mm-hmm. that's how these recruiters and these hiring people are expecting to sift through so many resumes. That's why they do the keyword search stuff, is because they get so many. But sometimes they don't get any. Mm-hmm. And I've known people who wouldn't apply for a job because they're like, oh, I don't think they'll hire me. And then I've been on the other side, and they're like, yeah, we'll hire pretty much anybody at this point. Jesus, please, for the love of God, get someone in the door.
Yeah.
So it's like, and dude, you might as well throw your hat in the
ring.
Yeah,
and you never know how much someone's willing to or not willing to train until you get into that process. And yeah. They're like, yeah, we really need someone to do this. So, like, we're willing to put, you know, you through classes or...
Worst-case scenario, you get a phone call and or you go in for an interview. And this is what Gary was doing, too, is worst-case scenario, you go in for an interview and you find out that you are not even remotely qualified and that they don't want you at all. But guess what you just got? Free interview practice.
Yeah, and you get it, and on top of which, if they do are positive about the interview, you get to see if it's a cultural fit, which is a big deal for people nowadays. Is like, you know,
well,
you want to be good.
You want to fit in with your. You don't want to resent your coworkers. You want to fit in with them.
And never ever forget that you can say no to a job offer.
That's true.
Because a lot of people are like, well, I don't. What do I do if they say like I got it? I need to move, and I'm like, no. You just say I'm sorry. Like. Unless you're willing to do X, I can't do it. You have control over your life, people.
We had that happen here a little while ago. We had someone, we offered them a job, and then they moved to Florida. And then we was like, well, we have a Florida office. And then they were like, well, okay. And then we offered them that, and they just disappeared. I mean,
the disappearing part was not part of what we're talking about.
Recommend
you
that
guys
part,
won't disappear for declining a job offer.
I wouldn't recommend that part. But, I mean, like, he said no and gave the reason he was going to Florida. And then turned out, we said, oh, we have a Florida office.
Mm-hmm.
So if he'd have said yes... He may have ended up having to set up a whole remote system and not found out for some time that we had a fucking Florida office, right? Like, so
yeah, tell people, communicate. People want to know what makes you happy, and they also will tell you
honest,
what makes them happy.
It's just, you're just banking misery if you're not honest.
Agreed. Well, that's Six Socks Guide to, you know, getting hired, maybe.
I guess getting hired. Both of us are employed, so we can talk about that.
We're experts in the play field of having jobs.
Well, we're at least amateurs.
Yeah, amateur certs. All right, bye everybody. See you later.
Out.
Have a good one.